Today in Raleigh, North Carolina, more than 100 family members and friends packed a federal courtroom for a bail hearing. They were there to support seven men who've been arrested. They face a variety of terrorism charges for conspiring to commit acts overseas. Our story comes from Leonida Inge of North Carolina Public Radio.
The U.S. District Courtroom filled up fast this morning as people came to see the terrorism suspects. Six of the men are U.S. citizens and another is a legal resident. The government contends Daniel Boyd is the ringleader of the group of suspects. His sons are also in custody. Carol Abu Omar lives just south of Raleigh. She says she knows the Boyd family and she calls Daniel Boyd Saifallah.
Knowing Saifallah and his family, we know that they are good people. They are really good people, and they would do anything for anybody, non-Muslims and Muslims alike.
But testimony today from FBI Special Agent Mike Sutton paints a different picture of 39-year-old Daniel Boyd. Sutton says Boyd talked of loving jihad and despising a U.S. military presence at Muslim holy sites. Federal officials played several recordings of what they say was Boyd talking to his family and a witness. In one, Boyd said Muslims must be protected at all costs. Scott Silliman is the director of Duke's Center of Law, Ethics, and National Security. He says it's understandable why homegrown terrorist groups come together.
And it's this sort of religious rhetoric that is very, very influential, basically, on a young man who seems to be concerned about doing something in the world and becomes disenchanted with his life in the United States.
Many of the people who came to watch the proceedings were teenagers and young adults like Faraz Farid, a University of North Carolina student. Farid says two of his friends were in court today, wearing orange jumpsuits and shackles.
We're still waiting to see what credible evidence to have that they were actually, you know, supporting or they did take an active role in it, you know. As far as I know, they just look like they just got dragged into it. But, I mean, we'll see.
As the seven men marched out of the courtroom during a break from the bail hearing, one suspect shouted, "This is a setup." Legal experts say it could take a year for the trial to begin. For NPR News, I'm Leonida Inge in Durham, North Carolina.